AP News for Friday, February 25th. I'm Tim McGuire. AP sources say the Biden administration wants Congress to approve more than $6 billion in aid for Ukraine and allies.
The Biden administration wants an initial $6.4 billion to cover military and humanitarian assistance to Ukraine and the region. Two people familiar with the request spoke to the Associated Press Friday on condition of anonymity. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware spoke with reporters earlier Friday.
I do think there's also strong support for additional funding to meet this moment.
The largest portion of the funds would go to the Defense and State Departments and the U.S. Agency for International Development. White House and other administration officials described the request to congressional aides in a conference call. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A U.S. intelligence official confirms Ukraine's military has shot down a Russian transport plane capable of carrying 125 paratroopers. U.S. government officials also say Vladimir Putin is intent on overthrowing Ukraine's democratically elected government. The United Nations Security Council voted on a resolution condemning the invasion and demanding Russia withdraw from Ukraine.
The result of the voting is as follows. 11 votes in favor, 1 vote against, 3 abstentions. The draft resolution has not been adopted, owing to the negative vote of a permanent member.
That one vote against was by Russia, which vetoed the resolution. A similar non-binding resolution is expected in the General Assembly. President Biden has chosen Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who, if confirmed, would be the first black female justice.
For too long, our government, our courts, haven't looked like America. And I believe it's time that we have a court reflects the full talents and greatness of our nation.
This is AP News. New coronavirus guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention eases the grip on wearing masks. AP's Ed Donahue has this.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a mask isn't necessary for people in more than 70% of the population where the coronavirus is posing a low or medium threat to hospitals.
This updated approach focuses on directing our prevention efforts towards protecting people at high risk for severe illness.
In those high-risk areas, the CDC's Dr. Gina Massetti says the guidance remains. Wear a mask, and that includes schools.
CDC will now only recommend universal school masking in communities at the high level.
Dr. Marcus Plesha with the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials says the guidance is the right way to move forward.
What I like is the average person can now decide for themselves.
The guidance remains to wear masks on public transportation and indoors in airports, train stations, and bus stations. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.